The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, party leaders have been campaigning in the first weekend of the election campaign, but one issue seemed to dominate comments made by Michael O'Leary at the launch of Enterprise Minister Peter Burke's campaign, where he said he wouldn't employ teachers to get things done. He spoke to News Talk Breakfast about those remarks this morning.
I would stand behind nobody in my admiration for the job that teachers do in the classrooms every single day. But I think we need different professions and certainly a better mix of professions in the Dáil if we're going to deliver for a population that's rising rapidly over the next decade.
Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, called your remarks offensive. Do you understand why people might find them offensive?
I think everybody is free to disagree with me. I'm expressing my what I think we should do in the next election. I think people should vote for Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. I think Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil should transfer to each other. I think nobody should vote for the Greens because they've been like weeds in our economy over the last 5 years and they need to be weeded out. And I would ignore Sinn Féin because if they clearly can't run their own party effectively or efficiently, what chance are they of running a government?
The typically outspoken Michael O'Leary. Well, to talk about this and the rest of the campaign so far, Hugh O'Connell, political editor of the Sunday Times, is with us. Hugh, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, let's talk about Michael O'Leary. I mean, he's typically outspoken, but he's echoing an old mantra, which is those who can, do, those who can't, teach.
Yeah, I mean, look, teachers are, you know, constantly copping flack for their, you know, long holidays over the summer and all of these kind of things. And
a bit like politicians, for God's sake.
Yeah, indeed. Although I don't think they're as unpopular as politicians are, or indeed members of the media. Or indeed less trusted than politicians or members of the media. But look, teachers have an important role in society, and I think that that's acknowledged by everyone, including Michael O'Leary, in fairness to him. But this is pretty toxic, I think, for Fine Gael, because it's not that necessarily that Michael O'Leary would say these things. I don't think we're surprised that Michael O'Leary would say these kind of controversial things or be as outspoken as he is, but that he said it to an audience of Fine Gael supporters and that were laughing and scoffing at his remarks, I think is really kind of toxic for Fine Gael, and it's something that they're going to have something they've been cleaning up since yesterday, and something I think that's going to come up again and again in debates potentially on the campaign trail. I think it's really kind of overshadowed the opening days of the campaign for Fine Gael and really stops them talking about the policies that they wanted to be talking about and the issues they want to be talking about.
Now, the question is, though, is this like a Trump kind of thing that young people might admire Michael O'Leary for all his up and doing and his massive success, and they might kind of be quite pleased, Fine Gael, in their deepest recesses of their campaign, thinking Michael O'Leary very publicly on our side, not a bad thing with the young vote.
I'm not sure, Pat. I don't think so. I can't see it. I mean, Michael O'Leary isn't running for election, ultimately. I mean, it's not like he
nor
is.
Nor was Elon Trump. Musk, you know.
No, indeed, nor was Elon Musk. But I mean, I think that this is an issue that for the kind of middle Ireland voter, could potentially be very damaging. And not least, you know, the hundreds, you know, the tens of thousands of teachers up and down the country, like who might have voted Fine Gael, but may not after this. And then that they have families as well. So, you know, I think this is a problem for Fine Gael. I mean, look, ultimately, we'll see on election day how big of a problem it has been. But, you know, what's striking for me, Pat, is that we're in day four of the campaign now. And to my counts, this is the kind of third successive election where the opening salvos of the campaign have seen Fine Gael make an awful mess of things. I mean, in 2016, they were caught on the fiscal space, if anybody remembers that, and they got their figures wrong, and that undermined their message of economic competence. And then in 2020, obviously, before the campaign got underway, we had this botched attempt to commemorate the Royal Irish Constabulary. And then we had early on in the campaign, this issue of the pension age and restoring the pension age to 65. And Fine Gael weren't very clear on what their position was. So, you know, for all of the preparations and for all of the kind of intense campaigning that Simon Harris has been doing for the last 6 months, the campaign is now underway. The posters are up. Voters are thinking about who they're going to vote about on November 29th. And they're being subjected to this kind of attack on teachers, I suppose, is what you call it, that Fine Gael supporters were laughing at a Fine Gael event in Mullingar on Saturday night. And you only have to look at it. I mean, look at the front pages of the newspapers. I mean, it's rare that a story cuts through like that, that it's across, I think, all of the newspapers.
Would you not say that it's because it was precious, well, precious little else to talk about?
Yes, you could say that, but I mean, ultimately, this has become the campaign issue. I mean, it's distracted from the policies, it's distracted from the the debates between the particular parties, from the other party leaders and their comments, and this is the issue that has cut through, I think, and the reason I think it's across the papers today is because people are talking about it. We're talking about it now. There's lots of people talking about it on the airwaves on other stations as well. Yeah.
You and I both know this, whether it's on broadcast media, television, radio, whether it's in social media or whether it's in the newspapers. Michael O'Leary is box office.
Well, he is. Yes, absolutely. That's self-evident. And what he says is controversial and it does get people talking. And I mean, that this is, and I mean, I guess that then cuts to the core of the issue here, which is that why did Fine Gael think it was appropriate, or why did Fine Gael think it was a good idea to have Michael O'Leary, basically endorsing them? I mean, I've had people in Fine Gael kind of tell me that, oh, well, this wasn't really a Fine Gael event. This was just Peter Burke's campaign launch in Mullingar. But I mean, it is true to say that Michael O'Leary has been a longtime supporter of Peter Burke and I think endorsed him in 2020 as well. But the point is that Fine Gael used Michael O'Leary's message, not the teacher's comments, but all the other stuff about voting for Peter Burke and voting for Fine Gael and transferring to Fianna Fáil for their own social media accounts. So Fine Gael are promoting Michael O'Leary as a supporter of the party. And so it's a deliberate decision. They're doing that. Now, that may well that will play well with a lot of voters. There's a lot of voters who admire Michael O'Leary and think Michael O'Leary should be running the country.
He doubled down as well and eviscerated Catherine Martin, for example.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, look, he's a long time supporter, or a long time critic, I should say, of the Green Party. And he's had a particular issue with the Green Party and Green Party Environment Minister Eamon Ryan and his approach to the whole issue of the Dublin airport passenger cap. He's described them as weeds. I see the Greens are taking that on board and they're saying that's a good thing and they're happy that Michael O'Leary is talking about them in this way. So that, in a sense, it exposes, I guess, the division, the divisiveness of his comments. There are plenty of people listening to you this morning, Pat, who will 100% agree with what Michael O'Leary was saying. And it's not going to change their vote in this election. And they will vote for Fine Gael or they will vote for Fianna Fáil. But equally, there are lots of people listening and lots of people in the country who don't agree with Michael O'Leary, disagree with him, and don't particularly like his shtick, and will probably vote for other parties.
And will teachers vote with their feet and fly Aer Lingus instead of Ryanair?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I mean, it's a possibility, I suppose. But look, Ryanair's cheap. There's no doubt about it.
Moving on to other campaigning over the weekend, and we had this intervention from the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald.
I feel like the vote is secure. Or maybe not.
Well, Mary Lou MacDonald demonstrating command of the cúpla focail in Happy Birthday, Oscailge. What was that all about?
She was campaigning in Rathmines, Dublin Bay South, the constituency where Chris Andrews is fighting to hold his seat for Sinn Féin. And I think she was serenading a young, I think the girl was 14, so she doesn't have a vote. I guess she was hitting the streets of Rathmines, not obviously a Sinn Féin heartland by any stretch of the imagination, but looking to shore up the vote there for Chris Andrews. I think on current polling, Sinn Féin would be struggling potentially to keep that seat in Dublin Bay South. I actually met Chris Andrews out canvassing myself on Saturday morning, and he seemed pretty confident. He seemed pretty upbeat. He felt that the toxicity from voters towards Sinn Féin, particularly around the issue of immigration, had really kind of lessened a lot in the last 6 months. He felt that whereas before it was kind of large swathes of people were giving him grief over this issue, that now it's only kind of, you know, a few people, a handful of people who are kind of giving him grief. So Sinn Féin are kind of bullish. They're confident. I think you can see that in terms of the candidates they're adding late on. They've added a third candidate in Dublin South Central, for example. So they're gunning for two seats there. And I think, you know, the party will capitalize on things like the Michael O'Leary controversy as evidence of this kind of, you know, this divide, I guess, that they want to capitalize on, where voters might turn away from the two civil war parties, and that's why they're hammering this message of 100 years.
And in Dublin Bay South, I mean, you've got Hazel Chew, you've got Ivana Bacik. I mean, who's in jeopardy? If it's not Chris Andrews, who is it?
Well, I mean, traditionally the constituency breaks down, I think, as sort of two sort of centre-right and two maybe centre-left or left-wing TDs elected. It's a four-seat constituency. So look, on national polling and on their kind of historic strength in the constituency, I think James Gagan will probably get elected for Fine Gael. You know, the addition of Kate O'Connell, or the entry of Kate O'Connell into the race, obviously presents an issue for Fine Gael's second candidate, Emma Blane. I would have thought has less of a chance of getting elected because of that. I don't think that necessarily means that Kate O'Connell will get elected. But then you have, Ivana Bacik, the Labour leader. I think she'd be in a relatively good position. She had a very good by-election here 3 years ago. Hazel Chew, I think, will find it difficult to hold on to Eamon Ryan's seat, but is definitely a contender. You've got Jim O'Callaghan in there as well. And obviously you've got Chris Andrews. I think Chris Andrews is definitely vulnerable, but I mean, I think it depends on the extent of the national swing towards Sinn Féin. If Sinn Féin recover, and if they start creeping up again in the polls nationally, I think that gives Chris Andrews a chance of holding a seat, but he's definitely vulnerable. And I think that's reflected in the fact that Mary Lou McDonald was in the constituency at the weekend, looking to shore up the vote. And then indeed that Andrews was out canvassing in areas like Rathmines, as I said, not necessarily a Sinn Féin stronghold.
And you're convinced that Ivana Bacik can retain that old Rory Quinn seat for Labour? Picture of her, which wasn't particularly flattering on the front page. I think it was the Indo yesterday. I'm not sure if it was your paper, but on a bike, competing, I suppose, with Hazel Chew for the Green agenda vote.
Yeah, I mean, definitely Labour competes for, it's the kind of centre-left vote, I think, that they'd be competing for in this constituency. I mean, Ivana is long of this constituency. She lives in Portobello, and she played on that quite a lot during her by-election campaign. She's strong name recognition, I would say. Look, I don't think, I wouldn't say anything's a certainty in Dublin Bay South or indeed in this election, but I think she's got a relatively decent chance of keeping her seat. I mean, if she doesn't, it's a disaster for the Labour Party, and it really wouldn't be indicative, I think, of a very bad election day for Labour if their leader can't be returned.
All right, Hugh, thank you very much for joining us. The campaigning, of course, continues from now until the 29th of November, the day of the general election.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.